It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny Bean to
call it! Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win! The three-pointer by Jordan Poole!
Here's the give. Walker! Kenny Walker! Touchdown! Smarty!
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. Enter.
Yes! Caught! Touchdown to Troy Myers! They did it! Amon Ross St. Brown to receive again!
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Larkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Tuesday morning to you. It is the fourth day of October 2022. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you, join the program at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21,000. Sports radio to 21000. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is the website. XBMornings at gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox. You can find us individually on Twitter with Danny Cahalan at Dan in the Studio, Ryan Elke at RyanL_Key, and Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. How are we on this Tuesday?
I'm a little tired, but we can get through it. Late night. Yeah. Not terrible, though.
Not terrible? What time did you get done?
1:40?
Yeah, that sounds pretty terrible. I'm not going to lie. 1:40. You sleep at the studio?
I did.
Wow. Wow. Air mattress?
Yes.
Jeez.
Back at it again tonight.
Do you have to work both games today?
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, Dan works for Bally Sports Detroit, and has the Tigers. So when the Tigers are done tomorrow, do you already have like a list of games for this month? Have you already gotten your schedule for Pistons and Red Wings?
Not yet. We are expecting that any day now. We're working the Friday night football for sure, but that's about it as of now. I don't know. When does Pistons start? The 18th, 19th, something like that?
Regular season?
The preseason starts tonight.
Yeah, tonight. We're against the Knicks. It's a big game on TNT, of all places. We get a nationally televised game. It just happens to be preseason. How exciting is that for that young group? Make their opening debut on TNT in New York in the Garden. It's a great time to win that game. Especially so I can call my buddy who lives out there and let him know that the Knicks franchise is absolute dog water. And they've been that way for their entire existence outside of the, two titles in the 70s. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Hopefully we can get that done and be good and everybody can move forward and know that the Pistons are indeed, in fact, a better organization than the New York Knicks. So all of that comes down to a preseason game tonight for all the glory. A lot of chatter about Ben Simmons. He was very excited to make his preseason debut last night. Don't know if you guys saw, but some limited action for him. He was 3 of 6 from the field, had 6 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists. But it's a preseason game, so it is what it is. they lost to the Sixers 127-108. But all in all, I think that if Ben Simmons is back out on the court and, you know, he finishes 50% from the field, doesn't matter if all those shots are in the paint or not, that's good for him. Good job, Ben Simmons. Way to get back and, you know, do whatever you got to do to fix whatever the hell's wrong with you. God bless you. There you go. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
If finding low prices.
Brought to you by Meijer. Throw that out there. Can I do that? Is that all right?
Have a big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Huge news. A lot of our teams in action last night with the Detroit Red Wings falling to the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-2. Pens had control of that game for a majority of the entirety of it. A couple of late goals there for the Wings. Doesn't really do much for me. Tigers a 4-3 winner over the Seattle Mariners. They continue their hot streak to end the season, but all these games are meaningless at this point. So, it doesn't matter that it actually happens and you can't feel good about it. That's what we learned yesterday on this program, because if you are already out of playoff contention, then anything you do once you're eliminated no longer matters, because they're meaningless games. So it's easier to win them. The other team is no longer professionals. The other team is no longer in a playoff chase or a part of the playoffs or whatever. None of it matters because you're already out. So they're all meaningless. But I would say good win for the Detroit Tigers. The Miami Dolphins say Tua Tagovailoa has been ruled out for Week 5 against the New York Football Jets. See what the Dolphins can do against the Jets, who are 2-2 and apparently going to win a Super Bowl. Minnesota Vikings rookie safety Lewisine undergoes the first of two procedures on his fractured leg. The team confirmed this yesterday afternoon. The second procedure will take place Tuesday at a hospital in London, where he will remain until the appropriate time, according to the team. Seen suffered this injury in the first quarter of their game over across the pond against the New Orleans Saints in the 28-25 victory there at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Members of the team's medical staff accompanied him to a local hospital, and one will remain with Seen until he returns. The fracture was compound, which means the bone punctured his skin. Not good at all. Very painful. Alex Smith suffered that kind of similar injury. And he's going to be stuck across the pond. I mean, there's worse places you could be stuck, right? I mean, so if it's that, and you know, you're over there for a little bit of extra time, and you know, who knows, maybe you'll be able to, get wheeled around a little bit as you, post-surgery, and get out and about a little bit before you hop on the flight and come back. Ben Simmons made his Brooklyn Nets debut saying, quote, "I'm grateful just to be able to step on that floor." Oh, very motivational. Miami Heat's Tyler Hero agreed to a 4-year, $130 million contract extension. That's a pretty big chunk of cheddar. Cleveland Cavaliers forward Evan Mobley is going to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a sprained ankle. That's not good. And the NHL, how about this? They're going to debut digitally enhanced dasherboards with virtual ads that are going to replace the traditional signage on the arena rink boards. So the DED system, the digitally enhanced dasherboards, for all games this season will erase and replace the advertising found on the rink boards with virtual ads on broadcast. The DED system allows for digital replacement.
Jeez, that's not going to be fun for the players.
Well, it's a digital replacement of camera-visible arena dashboards within local, national, and international NHL game broadcasts. While overlaying other advertisements on the boards will be the primary function, the DED system will eventually allow broadcasts to use the boards for everything from in-game stats to special effects and goal celebrations. So this is more for the TV, not that they're going to make it like soccer, from what I understand.
Right, DED, okay, that makes sense, because we have done that in the past, just, you know, with, like, baseball and stuff. We can place the ads, like, in those little boxes behind home plate. But it has to be a green screen. Obviously, they have the technology now where they don't have to, you have the green screen. But that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And for all those advertisers, man, they really now they're missing out on the TV portion. They're only getting the live butts in seats. That changes the game immensely there. All right, we're going to step aside. We'll come back, talk a little Tigers baseball next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
If finding low prices on family favorites, fresh produce, pharmacy, pet supplies, home and sporting goods is tripping you up, shop Meijer, where one trip saves you lots of trips. Plus, save just for making the trip. Meijer credit card holders get 10 cents off every gallon at Meijer gas stations. Or use home delivery and get the same low Meijer prices no matter how you shop, in-store or online. Get more for your money at Meijer, where all you need is just a trip away. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See details at Meijer.com/creditcard.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Well, here's a chance for both of you to earn $50 bonuses when you sign up through the BetMGM Refer a Friend program. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Just sign in your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement and get a $50 bonus every time you refer a friend to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credits expire in 30 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
The rainstorms here in the Midwest can sometimes be harsh, so make sure you're prepared with a brand new set of Bosch Perfect View wiper blades from Auto Value, where Perfect View wiper blades are on sale for just $8.99 each. And don't forget the windshield washer solution. Rain-X all-season windshield washer solution is only $5.59 at your neighborhood Auto Value auto parts stores. And thank you again for keeping it local. Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Share your thoughts all morning long on the Meijer guest line. Call 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. Now, back to Danny, Ryan, and AB.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros in the Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you ride along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. It is a pleasure to be with you here on a Tuesday now that the dust has settled from the weekend. And I feel, going into this morning, I kind of thought that, you know, we'd exercised a lot of demons yesterday, that today, because of, you know, the Tigers and the Pistons and the Red Wings, there'd be a little bit more, a little bit more of a docile crowd today. After everything, you know, yesterday was really high emotion, and everybody was very worked up about what had taken place with the Detroit Lions. And I feel like, you know, more people, you know, maybe we're calmer today than we were. So we'll see how this day plays out and what we get via, you know, text and phone call and everything else. But one of the teams that was in action last night, obviously, had the Red Wings going on, the Pistons. Tonight, that is exciting. Was the Detroit Tigers, who continue to play some really good baseball. What is their record since the firing of Al Avila? My good, it's got to be solid. It's got to be good. Especially when you have Javi Baez doing stuff like this.
Sometimes you just got to believe. There's a line drive. Haniger chasing, and that ball's out of here. Javier Baez goes deep, a two-run shot. And the Tigers are back in front. Number 17 on the year for Javier Baez.
Hasn't been too bad for Javi Baez after the really good start on opening day and then kind of falling off a cliff and trying to even himself out a little bit. It's pretty good. I saw his K percentage is his second lowest strikeout percentage since the 2016 season. So maybe the second half is something that he can build off of, and depends on how much change there actually is this offseason. Maybe there will be, you know, somebody inserted into that coaching staff that really clicks with these hitters, and it provides them the support that they need in order to be able to develop some better at bats, but some better habits there at the plate. Then by the time we get everybody back from injury, we should be good to go. But you know, beating the Mariners is it's a good win. Akil Baddoo was 2-for-4. Riley Green was 0-for-4. His average sits at 250, by the way. Javier Baez 1-for-5 with a run scored, 2 RBI, with that home run we just listened to. He only struck out one time, which was good. Miguel Cabrera was 1-for-3 with an RBI. Harold Castro was 1-for-4. Jonathan Scope 1-for-3. Cody Clemens 0-for-3. Kreidler came in. He didn't do much of anything. He was 0 with a walk drawn, so good for him. At least he got on base, but doesn't get an official at bat for that, so that's a positive. Tucker Barnhart, 1-for-4, and Victor Reyes, 1-for-4. 11 total team strikeouts. They did draw 5 walks, however, which is a very good sign. And in comparison, you know, I usually think that the walks are going to be 0 and the strikeouts are going to be somewhere between like 7 and 14 on any given night. So that's pretty good. 4 runs scored on 8 hits, no errors. Seattle's line score, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. And even though they struck, the Tigers get on the board first, it's even after 1. Then the Tigers had 2 more in the third and 1 in the fourth, and that would be the end of the scoring for Detroit. Seattle did add 1 in the 7th inning, but all in all, a pretty good day. Garcia, who got the start for the Tigers, lasted 6 2/3, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 6 strikeouts, did walk 2 batters, but that's okay. 89 pitches in total. Cisnero and Chafin shut it down, and man, it's pretty crazy to see a pitcher that can give up your starter in 6 2/3, give up 3 earned runs, and you actually still win the baseball game. Like, that's fantastic. That is something that if you turn back the clock 2-3 months ago, that wasn't going to happen. Your starting pitcher gives up 3 runs, it's over. You're going to lose 3-1.
Well, my favorite thing is like AJ and the team making it seem like Brian Garcia has any shot to be in this rotation next year. Like, come on.
Hey, man, they might need him. If they have 85 injuries again, what are you going to do?
Anthony, it took like 7 or 8 guys to go down before they called Brian Garcia to start a game.
I'm not saying it's impossible.
I don't know. It is great for Brian Garcia. It's also makes you say, what have these guys been doing with these pitchers for the last 5 years that, you know, Chris Fetter can come in, the bullpen's great, and then all of a sudden he can take Brian Garcia from a terrible, terrible relief pitcher to a guy that can go 6 2/3. It makes you wonder, what the heck has this organization been doing for the last 10 years with pitchers?
To my buddy Twiggs, just hold the fort. We're gonna shift gears into football. This is what we like to call due diligence, right? It happened. We got to talk about Twiggs. Hold on now. Hang tight for me. He's gave me the Tigers baseball talk with a guy puking emoji. Can you believe he'd send me that? And it's not like
you mean the hottest team in Major League Baseball?
Are they really the hottest team? I mean, they're 9-1 in their last 10, so I suppose that, yes, that would be that would make them the hottest team in baseball. But it's always going to be easier when you're not playing for anything, right? Isn't that what we learned yesterday? Because the Lions beat the Arizona Cardinals, and the Cardinals were fighting for playoff positioning, but it didn't matter. It was a meaningless game because there was no pressure on the Lions. Isn't that what we learned yesterday?
There is no pressure on the Tigers. I mean, as each player right now for the Tigers, they're playing for a contract. They're putting stuff on tape right now for other teams.
For other teams.
Yeah.
Toledo's looking for you.
Yeah, like Eric Haas. Maybe he'll, he still has a season left with the Tigers, unfortunately, because he could actually go and play every day, because that's how it works in other places. If you produce, you get to play.
You taking shots at the coaching staff right now, Dave?
I am.
Ooh, hot. It's good.
You know, just the player of the week last week, 455, two home runs, gets sat. Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, play your best available. I don't care who you brought in to play the position. You play the guys that are producing. So, for Eric Haas, God bless him. This is the way it looks right now. The Houston Astros clinched the best record in the American League at 104-56 right now. Them, the Seattle Mariners, the Cleveland Guardians will represent the putrid AL Central Division, and then the Yankees, Jays, and Rays out of the AL East. In the National League, you have the Braves, Mets, and Phillies advancing out of the postseason. The Cardinals are in for their Central Division. The LA Dodgers clinched the best record, 110. My goodness, 110-60. Pardon me, 110-50. I can't do math. And then the San Diego Padres are right there as well. They are in at 88-72 right now. So the playoff fields are set. We're just finishing up. This is like the last couple of games on the schedule. Doing some house cleaning. Is that what they say? Whenever you go into the workplace
House cleaning, what do you think about Gregory Soto not getting the last two save opportunities for Andrew Chafin to go out there?
I don't make much of that.
I don't know. Scott Harris allegedly had a conversation with Mr. Chafin about his future with the ball club.
Here's some opportunities. Figure it out, right? You going to be the guy? It's a good chance. I mean, it's a low-leverage situation. There's no pressure. So you're fine. Go on in there. Close it down and be good. We had Monday Night Football last night that we're going to get into. Matthew Stafford, epic pick six there at the end. I'm not going to lie. Made me smile. And Mel Tucker has a word for the fans. He's got some things he'd like to share with you people. And we're going to talk about that next year on X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget, folks, if you're interested in the sports gambling scene, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League, is offering great specials when you sign up. Just use the promo code HUGE, promo code H-U-G-E, only at DraftKings. Back with more. What did Mel Tucker have to say? We'll get into it next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR. So fall is here. Kids are back to school, but there's still time to book a stay-and-play package in September or October. And even look ahead to 2023 for that golf getaway, that special event, that wedding, that reception, that outing. Just go to TullymoreGolf.com. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. And they also have prime real estate available for your second home, where you can live there full-time year-round in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Go to TullymoreGolf.com to get more information. That's TullymoreGolf.com. Also, if you live within driving distance, get up there and play 18 at Tullymore or 18 at St. Ives. You can book your tee time right now at TullymoreGolf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Coming right at you. The excitement you've been waiting for. Eagle Casino and Sports. The mobile casino made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Play slots and table games with live dealers at one exciting site. PlayEagle.com. Sign up today and get a match deposit up to $1,500. That's right, up to $1,500 plus 100 free spins. Eagle Casino and Sports. Go to PlayEagle.com and start winning today. Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
Traverse City to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City. You're listening to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Great to be riding along with you, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Glass City, GR to the Motor City. Say good morning to you. Welcome you. Thank you. Appreciate you. And of course, encourage you. Join the program at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21,000 or give us a dial on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. I was reflecting a little bit yesterday after the program, and I was thinking to myself, it was my guy Dave in Hudsonville. It was his phone call in which we had started discussing. He was upset a little bit with what is going on in East Lansing, and somehow that turned into Michigan's schedule. And as I was sitting there thinking about it after the show yesterday, like, I get it. To a point, I understand maybe a little bit, not entirely. I maybe understand isn't even the word. I guess I could see, like, oh, yeah, I could see that. But I don't understand because I don't feel that. So it's never been a part of my life. So therefore, I've never walked a mile in those shoes, if you will, of what that looks like. But I saw Chris Solari and, you know, media availability, and Matt Charbonneau and all of our buddies that cover the Michigan State Spartans. They were talking about, like, look, this is, according to Oddshark, Michigan State has been the largest underdog they've ever been at home. It was in 1995. They were a 24.5-point home dog to Michigan. Since 1995, a 24.5-point dog at home to Michigan in 2016. That line is moving pretty significantly, and it's going in Ohio, I think, 26.5. I've seen it. So the line for this weekend is going to be, it's going to be massive. And a ton of the public is going to bet Ohio State here. And Mel Tucker was asking his fans, you know, yesterday, that, quote, it's important, very important, that Michigan State fans show up, not sell tickets, particularly to Ohio State. He goes on to say, quote, our home field should be an advantage for us. Because Tucker was asked specifically about the potential for Ohio State fans buying up the tickets for Saturday's game by another reporter. Said, you sit around waiting for the easy bus to come around. The easy bus isn't coming. That's right. It is not coming. Nothing is easy about this game. Nothing is easy about college football. But, you know, even in the months of June and July, where college football is nowhere to be found, I'm constantly told about the coach in Ann Arbor, right? Whether it's a complaint, whether it is something that they did, they went on a trip somewhere, they did something 5 months prior. There's always some sort of ridicule or some sort of negativity about the coach in Ann Arbor, the program in Ann Arbor. It's blase, blase. And I never quite, like, that part I don't understand. That part I really don't get. And then there's always this, well, your fans are so arrogant. It's like, dude, it's June. It's June. Nobody's playing football right now. Like, we're watching the finals. That's what we're doing. We're watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. We're watching the Tiger season slip from our clutches, right? That's what we're doing in June and in July, in August, when camp starts up. So, like, when Dave in Hudsonville, God bless him, I love Dave in Hudsonville, but when Dave in Hudsonville calls and wants to talk about the Spartans and all of a sudden is talking about Michigan's schedule, like, that's got nothing to do with Michigan State. Nothing. Like, if you're calling because you are upset over what took place, you know, with your team last week, then that's fine. We can absolutely discuss that if you'd like to. But at the end of the day, it's got nothing to do with Michigan. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be really honest when I say this right now. I am enjoying the hell out of this. Although I don't talk about it a whole lot, I just kind of sit back, and because I know we have a resident Spartan, and I try to be respectful of that. But I am enjoying this. This is, to be at the, you know, along with Rutgers, both 0-2 in the conference and have the worst record in the Big Ten, outside of what Northwestern is the only team that's worse, and they're leading the West right now because they have a win. That's how bad the West is. I mean, it's been brutal because all I've been hearing about is Tuck coming, the woodshed, the deep water, all these different phrases, all this different hullabaloo. And it's like, all right, well, just, you know, be careful what you wish for. Did it help that my team lost last year? No, but if you're not going to stop the run, then you're going to lose the football game. It's plain and simple. And then you'll have all these arguments on the internet where people come out of the woodwork on Twitter and tell you, they'll try to argue the fact that if Michigan, I literally got in an argument with somebody on Twitter that was refuting my claim that if Michigan lost to Michigan State but still beat Ohio State and still went to the Big Ten Championship and won that, that they would go to the college football playoff. The guy tried to tell me that no, they wouldn't because of strength of schedule. That's what he tried to tell me. That Michigan, if they lose to Michigan State, beat Ohio State, follow me here, win the Big Ten Championship, that they would be held out of the playoff. This is a Spartan fan telling me this on the internet. Hey, numbnuts, go look at last year's schedule and get back to me. Like, go look at last year, Google it, and then come back to me. It's the exact, I just laid out the exact scenario of what happened last year. They're not, of course they're going to take the Big Ten Championship, especially with one loss. Two losses, you're going to have some problems. But they're going to take the Big Ten champion in the college football playoff. Absolutely. 8 days a week, especially
and you know
if it's got the block
people,
O or the block M on it. You're high. You're high. Like, what do you
playoff
what do you,
people would say, just like, it was a rivalry game. Like, for the loss. It's not going to be like, oh, Michigan lost to Northwestern.
God, they're bad this year.
But it's not going to be like, oh, well, the strength of record the team they lost to is low. It's like, well, it's a rivalry game. It kind of gets thrown out the window.
Everything goes kaput. When it's a rivalry game, when it's Georgia-Alabama, when it's Michigan-Ohio State, when it's Michigan-Michigan State. I don't know if Penn State-Michigan State's really a thing. It's not the same, right? If USC-UCLA, Oregon-Oregon State, right, the Holy War, even though, you know, people want to change the name of the Holy War because they don't like the nickname for it, but whatever. So, yeah, like that, when I look at this and I have to digest all of this all the time, it's like, hey, you guys haven't played anybody. Okay, sure, right? Well, our first four games were at home. This is true. The first three games weren't any good. This is also true. Maryland, I think, is better than what people are giving them credit for. But because Michigan, the final score, Michigan only beat them by 7, well, Michigan stinks. Well, then they beat Michigan State, and it's like, oh, well, maybe Maryland's better. Tried to tell you, Maryland's better this year. They go to Iowa. It's a road game. Well, it's at noon. It's not at night. Thank God. They beat Iowa 27-14. Well, they only beat them by 2 touchdowns. Okay, sure. David Hudsonville calls yesterday and tells me that you're not going to be able to run the football all year, you're not going to be able to win like that. Hello? They just beat the hell out of Ohio State last year by running the football nonstop. Well, the Washington game last year doesn't matter. Like, people move the goalposts. Just win the games that are in front of you. That's all you can do. That's really all you can do. And it gets to a point where when you're trying to play the schedule game and who's who and who does this and who does that, all you can do is win. That's it. It doesn't matter if you got to play Indiana this week, Ohio State this week, Rutgers, Nebraska, Illinois, Penn State, Maryland, Iowa, whoever the hell is out there, Wisconsin, do they even have a coach right now? It doesn't even matter. All you can do is win. That's it. Because at least if you win, nobody can really say anything. Now they're just going to nitpick in the style and the form and fashion in which you won. That's a whole, even though it's equally as annoying, it is a whole hell of a lot better than losing. Michigan, Mel Tucker is absolutely right. If you are a Spartan fan right now and you have tickets to this weekend's game, and at the first sign of trouble, you're going to sell your tickets and not go to the game, you should take every article of Spartan clothing that you have and burn it and find a new team. Because that right there, I get that fans are fanatical. But you're having a down year. The first thing you're going to do is turn and run for the hills. Because why? Because Ohio State's going to beat you by 40 on your home field? Probably. But you can't sell your tickets. That's part of the contract you sign, folks. There's no loyalty anymore. It's part of the contract you signed. You sit through a 2-win COVID year. You sit through a 3-win Rich Rod year. Like, that's part of the contract that you signed to be a fan. You sit through a 1-3 start when you think that you should be 12-0 right now. If you're in Allen Park. You sit through conspiracy theories and everything else that might come along with it. Like, that's what you do. You sit there and you watch the Pistons win 23 games. The contract you signed up for. You go to the games. You watch the games. You were there on opening day. You're one of the 43,000 in attendance on opening day. April in the D. Yeah, well, May 1st, you're nowhere to be found. You're flaky. It's because something's not going your way. It's so easy to quit. It's so easy to quit. Quitting is the easiest thing you'll ever do, and it's contagious. The minute you just say, I can't do this anymore, then it becomes a habit. That's why parents always, you know, a majority of them, unless they're psychopaths that say they pull my kid out, you know, they're going with the Bates family clan or whatever. You know, like, look. You started the season, you got to finish the season, no matter what, even if you hate it. Even if you hate it. Your kid thinks that they want to run cross country. They get to the first practice and they're like, yo, this is not what I thought it was. I thought that this was like the alpine skiing with the little pellet gun and this is actually just running around for days. I don't want to do this. You started it, you signed your commitment, you finished the season. If you want to plan and readjust from there and you don't want to do cross country, maybe you'd like to try golf, or whatever, maybe you want to play football, whatever the case may be. We're not going to transfer in the middle of the season so little Timmy can have more playing time. We're not going to do that. You're going to finish the season, and we're going to move forward from there. It's the other thing football season, it's almost done, folks. I mean, we're going into week 8 in Ohio, week 7 here in Michigan. I need a break from the parents. I need a break from the amount of people that are raising Mecole Hardman, that are raising Tyreek Hill. We have immediate NFL players. Like, I need a break from the recruiting. I don't want to see images. I don't want to see any of it. I really don't. Like, I don't know how these college coaches do this on a regular basis. Like, it's nauseating. But you're not going to quit. And the fact that your head coach has to come out, which, by the way, I know why Mel Tucker got paid. He got paid because he beat Michigan. That's why he got paid. He beat Michigan. Got a nice contract for it. Everybody feels good about it. That's fine. You're controlling the secondary. That's your group. And you're giving up 1,000 yards a game. Like, dude, there's no one else to look at but you. But we don't get those calls here. That's what's crazy. It's like everybody puts on their gloves. Like, we go into a padded room. You don't get those calls. You get, well, you know, nothing. It turns into Jim Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh. It's the wildest thing I've ever seen.
No, but the reason why we don't get calls is because this is what happens when Michigan State loses. The fans sell their tickets and just stop watching.
It's ridiculous.
Because the majority of MSU fans, like, are probably in mid or northern and west Michigan. They're not in Metro Detroit. So what do they do? Oh, we'll go hunting. Oh, we'll go do something else. We won't care about this team anymore. We'll find something else to do.
That's one of the responses I saw about the Mel Tucker and the tickets when they made that comment. Somebody's like, if this is the product you're going to put out, why am I going to go? Oh, I'm sorry. What happened to all that other nonsense you were spewing to me all offseason? Like, congrats on the Peach Bowl dub. Cool. Like, it's one thing to get there. It is a completely different thing to stay consistent. Like, what Ohio State has done is nothing short of remarkable. Since, like, 2002, they have ran an entire conference into the ground. You'll have different teams pop up and have a little bit of success here, have a little bit of success there. The expectation for their fan base is 12-0 Big Ten championship. That's the bare minimum expectation. That's why when they lose a game early on, like last year to Oregon, the sky is falling. Like, they don't do these two and three starts to a season. Their coach would be fired immediately. Like, they are nuts. Those people are nuts. Now, Mel Tucker was actually a grad assistant on the 1998 team. From Chris Solari, here's something to poach. Michigan State currently a 25.5-point underdog against Ohio State. Largest spread in the series since the Spartans were 27.5-point road dogs and went to Columbus and beat the number one Buckeyes in 98. For what it's worth, Mel Tucker was a grad assistant on that 98 MSU staff under Nick Saban. He was an assistant at Ohio State from 01 to 04, did not lose to the Spartans in two meetings, 03 and 04, but is 0-2 against the Buckeyes as the head coach for Michigan State, which has been outscored 108-19 in 2020 and 2021. It was Michigan State and me being nice that had me shaking in my what Ohio State did to them and knowing that we lost after watching what Ohio State did to them and knowing that we lost. But there again, it is a week-to-week victory, folks. We can downplay every victory. You can not credit every victory that you'd like. You can disparage every loss. You can get excited. At the end of the day, you have to, you absolutely must win on Saturdays. That's what it comes down to. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's Purdue. Like, look at Minnesota. Every year, I'm told PJ Fleck is going to get that program. Then they pop into the top 25 for 48 hours, and poof, they're gone. It's hard.
That, and just think of the years Michigan and Michigan State have gone to the playoff. Michigan, what, a 3-point win over Nebraska last year on the road?
Yeah. And that's all because they turned the lights off.
Right. Michigan State's here. They beat Purdue 14-0 at home in a very gross game.
But those are the games you have to win.
Exactly. Like, we, you know, the Michigan State fans calling, poking at Michigan. It's like, they're winning. They're a top five team that's winning a game. And that's all that matters when it comes to this business is winning the damn game.
Who has it better? Here's a text. Who has it better than us? That's a slogan that's been around for a while. While jumping into a pool and doing podcasts acknowledging Western Michigan wins, but zero talk of Ohio State losses when the Revenge Tour t-shirts were being worn and Winovich was still chasing the running backs in the 62-point blowout. Yep, that happened. I was there. I'm aware that happened. So what's your point? You're not a Michigan fan. You only want to see them. Like, I don't understand why a coach doing a podcast talking about games that they, like, do you want to sit there and talk about your worst day at work? Like, if you couldn't beat your rival, last year was a lot bigger than anybody really understands at this point in the game. We'll probably look back in 20 years to get a good sense of what that victory over Ohio State meant for Michigan in the snow at home in Ann Arbor. It's going to take that long to really understand the magnitude of that victory. But you don't like him, so why are you listening to the podcast he's on? It's kind of odd. I wouldn't do that for a team I didn't watch. Let's step aside. We'll be back. Hour 2, X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.